5.13, revised transportation fees, rates, and charges for fiscal year 2016-17, and fix an effective date.
Commissioner Novick.
Colleagues, this is PBOT's annual update of fees for permits for use of or work in the public right-of-way and parking regulatory fees. These fees align with our goals of achieving cost recovery, managing growth, and improving safety as a Vision Zero city. And I will turn it over to Dave Benson and Christine Leon.
Good morning. My name is Christine Leon. I'm the manager of the Portland Bureau of Transportation's Development, Permitting, and Transit Group. And with me is Dave Benson, who is our Parking and Regulatory Manager. So just very quickly, again, this is our annual fee update, which is a compilation of the fees and permits for use of the right-of-way. Of the six schedules of fees that are attached to this ordinance, they are essentially used for staff reviewing the requests to use or construct in the right-of-way against our standards and regulations, for providing customer service, for establishing impacts and mitigations, for permit issuance, insurance and risk setting, tracking and database management, inspection, enforcement, parking use, regulatory and other administrative requirements. So again, this is a summary of all the things that transportation does and allows people to do in the public right-of-way. So for the highlights this year, we have achieved our target of development funding its own way with our fee increases in Schedule B. And development is high and continues to be high. We are experiencing a lot of growth in the city, a lot of permitting, and with the increases, we will be able to be at cost recovery for development. So I'm proud to say that. The other focus is on Vision Zero and our efforts to make sure that all types of transportation, pedestrians, bicyclists, auto traffic, truck traffic, that they are all accommodated during construction for our developments. So that's reflected mainly in our Schedule D, and then later this year you will see a resolution coming to council about some of our administrative rules that we're making to really prioritize the accommodation through work zones. So with that, I will turn it over to Dave Benson, see if he wants to do any highlights, and then we will take questions.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon now, Mayor and Council. My name is Dave Benson. I'm the Parking Services Manager for PBOT. I'll just give you some of the highlights on parking garages. As you know, we implemented a low-cost swing shift permit for low-income workers for the Smart Park garages, $35 a month. We've adjusted, proposing to adjust the rates in the Smart Park garages, not all of them, but most of them, usually around monthly rates from about $5 to $20 just to keep pace with the market. We do market research once a year to inform those. For the first time, we've applied a metric to the cost of carpooling permits. We're now recommending 75% of the monthly rate. You will see an increase in the Central East Side area parking permits. That is a Central East Side Business Industrial Council recommended that, and those collected fees return to them in excess of our cost so they can do transportation safety projects. And lastly, you know well the fee structure for the private for hire, the 50-cent ride fee for taxis and TNCs, and then we are not recommending any changes for the balance of the industry. Thank you.
And how much money has the 50-cent ride fee brought into the city?
Thus far, we just issued, I don't know that we've collected, but on April 21st, we issued invoices totaling $586,000 for the first quarter of this year.
And how many people have taken advantage of the low-income Smart Park swing shift?
At my last check-in, 15. It's been a slow start, but we expect it to pick up.
Yeah, I would appreciate a commitment to come back and ask us to or with some changes if
I'd
doesn't.
Be happy to. We're doing outreach to businesses, labor, and other groups to incent folks to apply for it. So I'm hoping that increases.
Yeah, the challenge is that certainly for the retail workers, the hours don't work. So I'd be surprised if you get all that many more folks, and I think that was part of the target. So as let's do the outreach to see if we could make sure that people know it's available, but then there may be a need to go back and look at the program as structured, because I'm not skeptical that it's meeting the retail workers' needs.
Absolutely.
Okay, other questions? Anything else you need to cover? All right, thank you very much.
I have just one other question. That's about the downtown marketing initiative. You know, usually there's a discussion from the Portland Business Alliance and others about that program in conjunction with parking fees. And mm-hmm. So where is that at in the Portland Bureau of Transportation budget?
Yeah, that is paid for out of Smart Park revenues. And it is scheduled to this coming year at $250,000.
And that is the same as it has been?
No, it was $500,000 last year. So it's 50% of what it was.
If we get testimony about that, thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's see if there anyone here that wants to testify on this item. Anyone signed up? Anyone want to speak? Okay, then it will pass to second reading next week, right? Yes.